Internet Week kicks off this Monday in New York. It's expected to draw several thousand people who will attend over 200 events throughout the city. And while people these days can't get enough of their mobile phones and other digital devices, another lower-tech scene is also growing here as well, tabletop games. A recent report finds that sales of board games, card games, and role-playing games at hobby stores have grown 15% to 20% for the last 3 years in a row. Reporter Marielle Segarra finds that brick-and-mortar spots are popping up in the city to take advantage of the trend.
I'm at Brooklyn Game Lab, a board game workshop and store in Park Slope.
King, call the rolls in order, I guess. That's how it works.
Okay, so assassin.
Boom! I'm the assassin.
I'm playing a card game called Citadels. As one of my fellow players explains it,
you basically just build things for your city. The game ends when someone has finally built 8 buildings. Do you understand what I'm... Are you following?
I'm not following. Like a lot of people, I played cards and board games as a kid. You know, Solitaire, Monopoly, Clue. But these games, Citadels, Dominion, Settlers of Catan, they're foreign to me.
Architect. Remember the architect was robbed. Is there an architect?
Yeah.
Where's the architect?
I'm sorry, I'm the architect.
Game Lab is one block from my subway stop. It has a bright purple awning and board games displayed in the window. I got curious what it was, so I stopped by to check it out and talk to its founder.
Is Bob here?
Yes.
Bob Hewitt used to work for a Silicon Valley startup, designing mobile games that relied on trends from Twitter. Think Candy Crush, but with hashtags. He got tired of living in the digital world, so this winter he decided to build a real-life, in-person gaming center in Brooklyn.
With all the telecommuting and the tech startup and the bi-coastal living, when you get home at the end of the day and you step outside your brownstone or whatever, the neighborhood doesn't necessarily know you and doesn't necessarily need you. And I think that sense of village, there's something important in that.
During the day, Hewitt runs after-school workshops at Game Lab where kids play and modify board games. At night, the adults show up to play.
I know I've had 600 people since we opened 9 weeks ago who've walked in and said, I've been looking for this. I'm an adult. Put me on the list. Let me know when we start.
Game Lab is one of several interactive game spaces to pop up in New York over the last few years. Others include The Uncommons, 20-Sided, and The Brooklyn Strategist. Now I know what you're thinking. Nerds.
If you tell someone you play Dungeons & Dragons, they're like, oh, so you're like a basement-dwelling virgin then. It's like, well, no.
That's Wes Schierenbeck, 22, from Brooklyn, and one of my fellow players that night at Game Lab. He says yes, he and his friends still get stereotyped. But that may be changing.
Now it's totally normal to call yourself a gamer. Some folks are more out there than others, but there's less and less of a stigma.
Greg May is the founder and CEO of The Uncommons, a gaming cafe in Greenwich Village. The interior is bright with white walls and wood tables. It looks like a coffee shop.
Not a dungeon or a basement.
May and his co-founders opened the business about 6 months ago. They invested a couple $100,000 of their own money and raised a little more from Kickstarter. But rent is expensive. The cafe stays afloat by charging a $5 daily cover for people who play some of its 358 board games.
I think we do a pretty good job of reaching out to both dedicated gamers who want to come here for 5 hours and the folks who want to come play Connect Four for, you know, 45 minutes on a date.
Andy Nealon thinks that's why these businesses will succeed. He's an assistant professor at NYU and part of the school's Game Innovation Lab.
The fact that we have these stores now just provides this safe haven for people who love these things for the longest time, but it also invites the casual gamers, the people who just want to come by with their kids, right, who don't have like hundreds of board games on their shelves at home. It just provides this nice little area where people can come together and engage in the shared hobby.
You might be surprised at who's doing just that. I did an unofficial Facebook poll and found out a lot of my friends play games like Settlers of Catan, but they never mentioned their gaming habit, even after years of friendship. Turns out, even my boyfriend plays these games. He hid that from me for a while. Now, after my night at Game Lab, we've got a new hobby in common. For WNYC, I'm Marielle Segarra.